Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is indeed the Get Right with Reg and KG on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin Gray, Reginald Adetula.
What to do, baby?
My man Joey holding it down for you here on this Monday night on your home of the Dallas Cowboys, the Texas Rangers. The truckwreck.com text line 877-881-1053. If you want to get in on the conversation, you can find me on Twitter at Kevin Gray Sports. You can find Reg on Twitter at Reg Adetula, coming up here in about 20 minutes. Our Dallas Cowboys insider Bobby Belt's going to join us live from Oxnard, California, as the Cowboys were back at practice today in pads as they get ready to take on the Denver Broncos.
You think Bobby's in the kicking competition?
Probably. Okay. Why not? At this point, who isn't going to be in the kicking competition? Oh, that's right. Guys that are actually good at kicking the football.
Wow.
We'll get into that here in a few minutes.
You're going to be okay?
Maybe.
Okay.
Just give me another 4 hours. We'll see what happens between now and then. But yeah, let's get this conversation started with the Dallas Cowboys, obviously, as I mentioned. In pads today, they'll have practice again tomorrow before they get ready to get on a plane to take on the Denver Broncos in their joint practice this week as well. You can also find us on twitch.tv/DallasFanCam. We're live on the fan cam and on YouTube as well. But Joey, I want to start off this conversation tonight with this conversation about Mike McCarthy. Is Mike McCarthy unfairly being punished for the sins of Cowboys coaches past? Listen to this conversation between Dallas Morning News' David Moore and NBC5's Newey Scruggs about how maybe we might be treating Big Mike a little unfairly.
Front office staffer with the Cowboys tell me, we're too hard on Mike. And he was talking about us in the media.
You know, I wouldn't say too hard, but I think you have to look at it and say that when people become upset, it's not just with Mike McCarthy and this coaching staff and this group of players. It's about all of the failures that came before for 26 years, and I think it just mounts. And so when you go out in the first round, when you're a home team coming off a 12-5 season, which I will say there have only been three seasons since Jerry Jones has been an owner that were better than 12-5 in his Cowboy regime. So this was one of the top regular seasons they've had. But again, what happened in the postseason, it reinforced that something just isn't right with this team. There's a disconnect between regular season success and postseason success. So in my mind, it wasn't just Mike McCarthy and this team failed. It is like every other version that came before it that was unable to get past the divisional round failed.
So fairly or unfairly, Reg, is Mike McCarthy being judged too harshly because of the sins of Cowboys coaches past, given how things ended last year and how we think things may go this year for Mike McCarthy's football team?
KG, you know me, right?
A little bit.
What do I do sometimes in this situation?
You start to just laugh.
Yes and no. That's always fun, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
My initial inclination is actually no. Is he being because this is
okay.
I do understand the idea, the frustrations for Cowboys fans, Cowboys Nation, whatever you want to say, Cowboys onlookers, all that, is there, rightfully so. Have not won the Super Bowl in 26 years. Have not been to the Super Bowl. Haven't really even gotten too particularly close over that time. So a lot of that frustration is built up, and this will be season number three for him at the helm of these Cowboys. And if you, I don't know how great anybody is at math, but 3 does not equal 26. You know what I mean? Like, these are, those are different numbers, right? So there's been time.
That's good math, Rez. It's good
math. Thanks. I've been working on it. So yeah, there is other stuff, right? But I think that a lot of those frustrations, people are pretty good at accounting to where they're due, or where a lot of people would think where they would be due, which is the front office and Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones more recently, and like the organization. I think people will give those things to where they are more rightfully attributed, right? The front office. The things that Mike McCarthy does, he has his things. We're not out here acting like everybody's saying you haven't been to the Super Bowl in 25 years or 26 years because of Mike McCarthy. People are looking at it like, Mike McCarthy, why are you settling for a 58-yard field goal? Mike McCarthy, why are you having your quarterback run a situation that you say you need 14 seconds with 13 seconds, right? Why are you doing this thing where you're having your quarterback run up the middle of the field when you have no timeout, slide and try and run out a kicker? Why are you doing that thing? Why are you missing these instances? Why is it that your offense is, you know, is in the second half of the season not looking as potent as it did in the first half, and you're not doing anything about it? Why is it that your team has a lot of penalties, right? Like, there's a lot of things that you can more rightfully, and maybe these things are, you know, up for discussion, right? Maybe they aren't entirely, maybe we can't say entirely these are absolutely his fault, but we can have these conversations, and they would more rightfully be placed right in Mike McCarthy's footsteps. So I don't think that the idea that he's, like, being unfairly, I think there's a lot of things to fairly judge him for. And I think that we really do need to talk about those things. Now, does that mean he's immediately going to be fired? I don't think so. But I think that it's fair to have conversation about the things that he may not be great at.
From 1998 through 2006, the Cowboys had 1, 2, 3 head coaches. They won a total of 0 playoff games. From 2007 to 2010, when Wade Phillips was around here, they won 1 playoff game. Jason Garrett won 2 playoff games during his 9.5 years here. And, of course, Mike McCarthy 0-1 in the playoffs in the 2 seasons that he's been here. That is what we're talking about since 1998 when it comes to the amount of playoff success around here. So, in some ways, is Mike McCarthy the latest coach to have all of the frustration heaped upon him because he happens to be the head coach of the most visible franchise in all of sports? Yes, but that's part of being the head coach of this football team, is that you're trying to overcome the lack of success that this franchise has had for the better part of 25, 26 years. And for him, he has to not focus on what has not happened over the last 25, 26 years and do what he can with what he has now to try and overcome that. Because if he can't, even with what he has, he's not going to be here very much longer, fairly or unfairly to him.
Right.
That is the position that he's in right now.
There's something to understanding the organization and the job that you're stepping into, right? So there's absolutely that, where even if it is unfair, this is kind of the situation, this is your lot in life. However, right, as much as folks can talk about, you know, the disappointing loss to San Francisco last year from the standpoint of the reason why people are upset is because you know, previous coaches haven't gotten deep in the playoffs, I can easily turn that around to have rightful, righteous indignation for the fact that you had a team that was really, really good by a lot of metrics, EPA and all sorts of things, right? Like yards, points, all those things. And you looked and you didn't look like any of that. You did not maximize any of that down the stretch. And particularly when everybody was watching on national TV when you're playing a team in San Francisco, right? Like, there was a very clear minimization of your talent. I don't even know if I'm using that word right in that context, but you did not live up to your own capabilities as a team in the playoffs when we make it matter the most. Even though, you know, if you argue it like it's a one game sample size, it can't be as indicative as a full season. However, in American sports, we made these playoffs mean more than the regular season. So this one game sample size is going to dictate it. How many times do we talk about like win loss records in playoffs and Super Bowls to talk about these things, when in all reality, this is a very small portion of the professional sports experience? However, we've lifted this up, we put it on a pedestal. So if that's the case, that's the game you're playing. That's part of the reason why he's here, is because he got to the Super Bowl and he won one, right? In that small sample size type situation, the high pressure environment of the postseason. So with that being the case, you can't then be a coach who is the Super Bowl winning coach And then when you get a team that rightfully has the talent and has demonstrated over a 17-game season, or I guess maybe we could talk about paring that down because of the way that they played in certain of those games. But you get what I'm saying, right? Over a 17-game season to be a pretty good team that doesn't execute at that level, people are going to bring these questions to your doorstep, and I think rightfully so.
And I think they have to, because now what you see for the Cowboys, this particular team this year, fans, a lot of them do not care what happens in the regular season. There are a lot of fans that obviously still do care about what happens through the course of a 17-game season. But when you have a team that's projected to have the talent that it does on both sides of the football and expected to win the NFC East, or at minimum expected to get into the playoffs, it's about now what you do once you get into the tournament. And now after having a 12-5 year where you did not meet expectations given the talent level that you had and the historic numbers that you put up on both offense and defense team record-wise last year, and to still be disappointed by what you put out on the field against San Francisco, it's all about now with how you do once you get into the playoffs. And for McCarthy, that is ultimately what he will be judged on here, just like the rest of the coaches that came before him. What you do in the playoffs matters for this franchise more so than any other in the NFL because of the visibility that comes with being the head coach of this team. And if he does not live up to that, well, guess what? Someone, Dan Quinn, Sean Payton, whomever, they will be able to step into that spotlight and try to overcome the history that Mike McCarthy couldn't because of the history that he could not overcome from the other guys that preceded him once he became head coach here.
So I guess maybe a thought experiment for us to like fully flesh out this idea is if we put this as a different team, if we put Mike McCarthy and all the circumstances in a different team that isn't the Cowboys, like in the shell of, I don't know, what's a team that's fair but not terrible? The Indianapolis Colts. Would
sure.
that be fair? Right, which is funny because I think when you consider win-loss record, just regular season, because the postseason factors into a ton of why the Cowboys fans and nation feels the way that it does. Those teams actually kind of have a similar win-loss record over the last 10 years. And if you put this all the circumstances in and he is the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts with the way that it went, how do you view it looking, right? With a 12-5 season, but an unfortunate and unbefitting loss to a team in the first round. How do you think that goes?
The expectations in Indianapolis aren't the same here in Dallas. And I think there's a reason for that because of how much previous championship success the Cowboys have had. So the standard of success and excellence is different when you look at a place like Indianapolis, for example, versus here because of what comes with being a part of this organization and the standard that they have set as they believe they should be champions, and rightfully so, given the previous success that they've had. Now, here's an interesting thought here on the truckrate.com text on 877-811-1053 from the 940. Players win games, not coaches. We could have had Belichick, and I think this roster, we would only have had one Super Bowl with Bill Belichick.
All right, this is going to be real, what's the right word? Oxymoronic? That's not the right word. I can't remember. Hypocritical. It's going to sound real hypocritical, mm-hmm. right? Because I'm currently on air doing sports talk radio. However, that's a real sports talk radio perspective on this, as if it's like there's one thing that wins games and it's players, right? What is the most likely thing, or what is the single part of this that does this? And the fact of the matter is all of these things matter when it comes to winning games. And the fact of the matter is, yeah, you might be able to say that the players matter more, right? Absolutely. I hear you on that. However, the coaching does factor in. And the way that I like to view this is the coaching can either make the margins thinner or make them wider.
They
can
either make a plus or a negative.
And I think that's what we're talking about here, especially when you consider, I think a lot of people look at the front office of this team, and whether it be because of frustration or because of the records and the actual track record, people go, well, the front office is what the front office is, and it's going to be some level of negative. I don't know. We don't even need to get into the nitty-gritty of that. But I think a lot of people go, dang it, Jerry, dang it, Steven, the way that you go about things isn't helping it turning. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. The fact of the matter is that they're entrenched, right? That organizational front office is entrenched. That's not going. So the things that you can operate, when you consider all those other things, they need to be net positives. And as much as we talk about the good things that McCarthy does, and they exist, I don't want this to be entirely negative. I love the way that he approaches keeping the players healthy. The way that the players seem to really like him.
Enjoy Mike,
right?
Yeah.
They seem to play for him in the same way, like in a similar way that we talk about with the previous coach, with Jason Garrett. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They have all of those things, right? With those being the case, we've seen very clear examples of him being a net negative on a game day. And those, like, that matters, right? So as much as, yeah, players win games, but if you're making it harder on those players to win games through all of these different things that are off the field, That's not good, right? That doesn't assist with what's happening here. So I think that's the part that we're talking about here.
Because not only are you trying to win games on the field, you're trying to work and understand the relationship with Jerry and Stephen Jones. There's a lot that comes with working for this organization that has nothing to do with X's and O's. And that is why it takes a special coach to be able to handle all of this and still be able to be successful the way that they should be based on, yes, from the 808, the standard that this organization has set. Because on the truckrate.com text line again, standard, it's been 30 years, ain't no damn standard, Jerry just selling BS. Well, look, just because the team hasn't met the standard that they've set, that doesn't mean you change it based on what you think their expectations should be for the lack of success that they've had.
Well, I mean, that's you.
That's just how I operate.
You probably should recalibrate. However, like if you're hoping,
not if you're in the business trying to win championships in this league.
Okay,
that's just, I would feel like that would be the case if you're trying to be an owner trying to, you know, play big in this league. Is the owner is trying to win championships? Am I wrong in that case?
I don't know. I think that's a deeper discussion. Actually, I find that really intriguing, and my brain is going a lot of different places, but. Because, like, there is one school of thought, I imagine, which would be, like, a level of gradual development, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess I'll keep it in football, yeah, where there's some teams that are working towards making the playoffs, and that mm-hmm. is a success. Once you get there, you've given yourself a foundation to build towards another thing. There would be something to be said for the idea of maybe you're not at that place and you're reaching a station above what is reasonable. And if you continue to keep that bar too high, that you're setting yourself up for failure. But I understand what you're saying, which is like you can't reach a goal unless you set that goal mm-hmm. and hold yourself to a certain standard. And, you know, if you hold that standard, eventually that standard will be met. So, like, yeah, I think there's two different ways of looking at it, and I can see the aspects of either.
Well, McCarthy better find a way to meet that standard or something close to it, because otherwise Big Mike not going to be around here.
You just like saying his name like that,
much longer. Hey, why not? It's fun. It's entertaining. Speaking of people who are entertaining, Bobby Bell, our Dallas Cowboys insider, he's going to join us next right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So get right with Reggie KG right here on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin Gray, Reginald out of Tula.
Talk football.
My man Joey, hold it down for you here on your Turn It On, Leave It On station. We appreciate you joining us on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. We're also live on twitch.tv/DallasFanCam if you want to catch us live there as well. Hang out with the Twolos there.
Shout out to TX Rock and Neon Brown in the Twitch chat already. And we've got a few other folks. It's like 70 folks in there. I appreciate y'all rock with me. I see y'all.
TrekRare.com, text line 877-881-1053. Let's go to the Diamond Factory Hotline we welcome in our Dallas Cowboys insider. You can find him on Twitter, at BobbyBeltTX. Of course, he is Bobby Belt. Bobby, what's going on?
Hey, yeah, we'll talk about football in a sec. Reggie, did you hear about how he thought Jaimin Hansu's name was pronounced?
Wait, no. I need to hear this. Don't cut his mic off.
Say how Jaimin Hansu's name was pronounced, how you thought it was, KG, and your wife had to correct you.
Okay, now this is going to be really bad
just
for the rest of the show. Wait for a second. This is going to be really bad for the rest of the show.
You know you don't have to comply. He's not your daddy.
I know. Hold on a second. Because Reg here is Nigerian.
That's true.
So when I say this, he's going to laugh me off the face of the earth, and he's probably going to do the show by himself because of the amount of embarrassment.
I laughed all 4 hours on Saturday.
So I thought for the longest time that Jaimin Hansu's name, I phonetically pronounced it as...
Digimon?
Yes!
No!
See?
This man thought he was a digital monster. That's crazy, bro. That's wild.
Digital monsters.
Digimon are the champions. I still remember the
But
song.
The fact
That's
that
problem.
You said it, though, when I said, hey, this is how I phonetically said it, but then you knew exactly what it was.
Well, because with
Maybe
all
I don't
of,
feel so
There was
bad
a lot
now.
Of rear back. There was a whole bunch of lead up to that. So I was thinking, what could it possibly be?
The worst possible
That's
way
right.
you could pronounce
That's
this.
Right.
And is why, what'd your wife say? She was like, what the hell did you just say to me?
She did. She looked at me, she was like, what the hell did you just say? I was like, Digimon. She was like, Jaimin? I was like, are we talking about the same person?
I can hear that in your wife's voice, too.
Oh, yeah.
You felt
Yeah.
You felt 2 inches tall, didn't
you? Bruh, the rest of the night, and then she had the nerve to pull up the Google Translate. And she was like, do you hear this?
Oh, she...
Yeah, she hit me with the Google Translate.
Oh, so she was dancing in the end zone on
Oh,
you,
yeah,
she?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, just, 30-point blowout.
You must love her.
I do. Got the ring on still, I guess, for now. Bobby, as we move on from that particular conversation, one that won't get much better is the kicking situation.
Bobby, are you in the kicking room?
No, I'm in a little tent. I have the tent closed.
Is that why you're whispering?
Well, it's also partially because the Cowboys are doing a walkthrough on the other side that we're not allowed to see, so I don't want them to think I'm, trying to sneak a peek. So I got
So you think whispering makes that sound better?
No, right. The other problem is that Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com has commandeered our fan tent setup, and so I had to walk into the next, tent setup so that I wouldn't be in there. He didn't realize that I was doing a hit in here, so could have done it by phone, but you guys beed and moaned the last time I did that when I was in the
didn't
car.
We?
Yeah, you did.
I did.
When I saw the sea lions. Yeah, those
were a great day.
But yeah, no, I wanted to make it sound as professional as possible because I'm a professional broadcaster.
That's
broadcast.
New for you. That's
and
not that's, for you.
And that's why the Cowboys are bringing in four kickers, ain't that right?
Exactly, yeah, because they are, as we got a chance to talk to Will McClay this afternoon. The beat did for about 30 minutes. And hold on, I don't want to misquote. I want to give the exact quote he said about their kicking situation. He mentioned the four kickers that they were going to be bringing in, Brett Maher, Matt Amendola, Cole Murphy, and J.J. Molson. And his quote was that the kicking, quote, hasn't been to the level that we want, which is a bit of a deviation from what Bones Fossil and Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones have been saying about the kicking situation, that, you know what, let's give these young guys some time. And Will McClay's kind of like, no, we got to figure this out. So we're going to bring in those four kickers to work out.
The rest of that, he also said
Were you there?
No, wow. I read it. Bobby, don't start now.
We know that you don't know how to read Jaimin, though, so I don't know if you're going to pronounce this correctly. Go ahead, though.
First of all, I said it, didn't read it. Probably would have helped me, probably. but he said that these are the best kickers available. I don't know if that's necessarily true or I'm buying that necessarily.
Man,
are you buying that?
I might, just because kicking is so... unpredictable, and you can have it one day and then the next day it's gone. like Dan Bailey, where Dan Bailey was great and then all of a sudden he wasn't. Or how Brett Maher was not good at first and then all of a sudden he went on a hot streak and he was really, really good and really solid and really reliable, and then all of a sudden he couldn't kick the next training camp. So I'm not going to totally rule out that it may be the best group if they know something about the other people out there on the market, but generally kicking's one of those spots where if there's anybody worth a damn, they're generally signed. That's why you want to make sure you really get it right. So, I mean, I don't totally dispute that maybe these are the best guys out there. I just think that's concerning for your football team because Liram Hirala, who's been pretty accurate out here, but God help him if he has to kick 50 yards. I don't know that it's going to reach the crossbar.
I have a couple of names that maybe, you know, could interest you. Matthew Wright last year, he kicked for the Jaguars. He was 21 of 24 with a long of 56. Michael Badgley kicked for the Chargers last year. He was 18 of 21 with a long of 46. Those names sound, you know, pretty good based on, you know, those two being available right now.
No, yeah, but maybe. I mean, that's we're just reading a stat line. I'm guessing that they've got a pretty good grasp on those players that they're available and what they can do. And I think quietly they've probably worked out several guys this summer and they have a confidence level of who they actually trust to come in here. But look, I mean, everybody was better today. Liram Hirala, who was perfect, 8 for 8. Garibay missed 2, which for him, that's wonderful.
Including nailing your boy Tom Pelissero, I heard, out there, or close to it.
Well, Tom needs to get brought down a peg, you know? I think that, you know, if they could just combine, I've said this week a lot, if they could just combine Liram Hirala, whose accuracy, with Jonathan Garibay's leg strength, they'd have one decent kicker. It's a very tough position to get right, and it's one that, you know, is so mental as well. So much of it is between the ears that it's you know, one of those things that, is, like I mentioned, it can very easily shift. You can be great one day, and then all of a sudden hit, you know, just a downward spiral that you can't get out of. And then there's some guys who bounce around the league for 3 years and all of a sudden catch on with the team, and they're kicking for, you know, the next 6 years, and they're in the Pro Bowl at some point. So it's a very unpredictable position. That's why I think I'm not going to make any judgments until, if they sign somebody, I see that person come out here and kick, because they very well could be a great kicker. I genuinely have no idea, because that's the way kicking works in the NFL.
Yeah, that downward spiral is called the Bobby Aguayo. But
wow.
Yeah, I really liked Bobby. Anyways, Bobby Aguayo, not Bobby Belt, who we're talking to on the truckwreck.com text line. Now, Bobby, I was reading an article over the weekend that it quoted a certain Love of the Star podcast. I don't know if you're familiar.
I never heard of him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just kidding. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look at that. Good company, man. And on that, there was a certain person on that podcast that said that the quarterbacks for this team is going to be Dak Prescott and Ben DiNucci. Do you have thoughts on
that? That is not what I said. This is what happens when Heavy is overly aggregating things. I said Cooper Rush, and they mixed it up. They said Ben DiNucci in one section, they said Cooper Rush in the other. And I only know this because you sent it to me.
I don't
want people thinking I either read Heavy or Google my own name, because I do neither. The only time I saw it is because Reggie sent it to me, and that is not what I said. I said Cooper Rush, but you know what the funny thing is that was something we did projecting the 53-man roster like a month ago, and now that we've been out here at camp, I think Brian and I both agree we might lean towards Will Greer as actually being the backup quarterback.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Because, I mean, obviously.
So we covered all the quarterbacks, man, all of them. All
fantastic.
Four. But Cooper Rush was out here the other day. I think you guys have seen the Jerry Tower before, mm-hmm. that he sits on here in Oxnard. It's like 25 feet in the air, right? It's just got like these stairs that you go up, and then he sits and watches practice up there. Cooper Rush was throwing the ball away at practice the other day and got 1 foot away from hitting Jerry Jones in the face. Like, I've never seen somebody throw the ball away that high. Like, it felt like, what are you, like, it feels like you're trying to throw it up there, because most everybody just kind of throws it off the sideline. This dude just like Uncle Rico'd that thing all the way to the top of that tower. And I think it hit probably 1 to 2 feet below where Jerry was sitting. And Nick Eatman and I from DallasCowboys.com, we're sitting there and we're like, that's the quickest way to ensure that Will Greer's your number two quarterback is go ahead and hit Jerry with a throwaway ball in his tower. I don't think anybody – I don't know that the punter could have gotten the ball that high. It was unreal.
Have you gotten any inclination? Because, I mean, just following that up, we've heard that, you know, Will Greer is very willing to chuck it down the field. Have you gotten any inclination of how much that matters to the organization and the decision makers and how far along he is in being able to actually be a signal caller, caller?
Doug Nussmeier is a big fan of his. He recruited him to Florida. So it always helps when you have a sponsor in the building. The thing I've been more impressed with Will Grier is kind of his athleticism, his ability to kind of move around the pocket and extend plays and, you know, throw on the run and do things like that. Less so some of the deep shots downfield. So I think that he's looked measured out here, and I'm encouraged by the progress he's making, almost enough to, you know, not hold it against him that he has those annoying brothers that were Vine stars back in the day, Nash Grier and Hayes Grier. And so I'm willing to look past that for the athleticism, because he actually has been pretty impressive out here. I think he's been better than Cooper Rush pretty significantly. In fact, I think if we hadn't seen Cooper Rush in the Minnesota game already win a game on the road, it wouldn't necessarily be something that we're talking about. The only thing that gives Rush a leg up, I think, right now is we've seen him do it in an NFL game.
Bobby Belt, our Dallas Cowboys insider, joining us right here on the Get Right with Reggie KG on 105 through the Fan. Other observations from practice today. I think the highlight of the day, and I think this was you screaming on your own video.
No, it was not. It was somebody behind me.
Oh, it sounded just like you, so I'll have to take that tweet down. Thanks, Bobby. that Dak hit CD, looked like a beautiful pass from on a deep ball.
He did. But look, as I've said, like this, the one-on-ones are so heavily slanted mm-hmm. to the receivers. In fact, I've got I was working on an article today. I'll have that out tomorrow, just kind of like talking about why you can't take the one-on-one drill seriously and why just a couple of viral Twitter clips aren't enough to undo the fact that Trayvon Diggs has had a great camp out here. Yeah, it's good to see that the deep ball is, you know, they're tracking it well. He's hitting them in stride. That's great in those one-on-one drills. We're still waiting. I can't recall a time in 11-on-11 where Dak's taking a shot down the field and it's hit. And I think that's in large part because he's trying to hit these guys that he's working with for the first time. He's trying to get that chemistry down. You know, before James Washington got hurt, he talked about how, you know, first he was overthrowing him, now he's underthrowing him, and it's just about trying to find that right touch with him as a receiver. And we remember when Michael Gallup first got in the NFL, they couldn't connect at all on balls down the field. Mm-hmm. And then it became a connection that was really strong the very next year in 2019. So I think it's about him just kind of feeling things out, figuring out his chemistry with his receivers. And, you know, that's mainly what I think the issue is there in terms of their inability to connect down the field. But, yeah, it looks great in these one-on-ones. It's just I think you'd like to see some of it in team period.
Bobby, the beauty of you being out at Oxnard is that you're getting more than what we can see from just videos. So is there anything that happened over the weekend that we just would not get an appropriate or accurate feel for by just seeing the videos that come out from
I mean, over the weekend, zero chance I would know that because I was on the air with KG as practice was going on. And then
thanks
Sunday
a lot,
they were
KG.
Off.
Yeah.
Or I mean, you would know that if you had listened to the show on Saturday.
I mean, I actually had time to go watch practice. In between the breaks, I just kept stopping down and laughing because I think of Digimon Hansu, and I would just start laughing.
All right,
and
Bobby.
I couldn't even move.
All right.
I was paralyzed with laughter.
Okay.
But no. I think that you know, I mean, I was able to catch some you know broadcast from home and some of that stuff.
And today as well, right?
Yeah, and today, you know, I think that the offense is finally starting to come along. Things are finally starting to click for them. The defense had really dominated things for the first week and a half of camp or so. But these last couple of practices, I think the offense is finally starting to come on. Things are starting to click for them. But, you know, the interesting thing is that even when things are clicking for the offense, it's not like the defense is playing poorly. Like, Dak's threading the needle. Receivers are making tough catches in traffic. It's just the offense making plays in good coverage. And so I think that even when the offense is succeeding, you can take solace in the fact that the defense has looked really, really good.
Before we get you out of here, what are you looking for tomorrow from this team as they get ready for their joint practice with the Denver Broncos ahead of their preseason game with them on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, just would like to see the offense continue to build on their progress. Would like to see Tyler Smith have a better day. He was a little inconsistent today. This was probably his worst practice of training camp. He still had his flashy moments, but, you know, where you see that power and that athleticism on display. But it was a rather inconsistent practice for him. He still got mixed up a couple times on twists and things like that. So just see Tyler Smith bounce back well, see the offense continue their consistency, and maybe, like, let's try and connect in team period on some of these deep balls before I go home on Wednesday night, because I'm you know, I'm hoping to see that. It's like Bigfoot. I'm hoping to see that before I actually get home.
Okay. Anything?
Which, by the way, my girls are listening to the Get Right right now. They're helping your demo. So, hi, Addison. Hi, Laura. Love
oh, wow.
Girls.
That's lovely.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet. Anything else you want to get
my
off
your... My favorite belts.
Your chest before, you know, you get off the air today. Did you have a good weekend out there by yourself?
Yeah, it was all right. I went to a Dodgers game, and then I literally, because I was getting such little sleep, I got in 11:30 at night on Saturday, and I slept until 12:15 the next afternoon.
I don't. Wow. Like, I'm happy that
12
you caught
and a half
up,
hours.
But I feel like we need to just even that out, level it out to a normal space. So.
Probably, but I mean, I caught up on all the sleep that I wasn't getting, and then
sure.
last night I got a decent, like, you know, 6-7 hours of
okay,
sleep.
Good.
I'll get good sleep tonight. I just. Everybody else from the station's gone now, so like the going out and hanging out's kind of over, and so now I'll actually get like a normal sleep
good,
cycle.
Good.
But I had to really catch up on it on Saturday night.
Yeah, I needed that. You know, I worry, right?
No, you worry in general, or you
about
worry
you.
About me?
Yeah.
Don't worry about me, buddy. Okay. You know I got this.
I
actually
don't.
You should right. worry about me for all the reasons that you're probably not worrying about me. Like just
what try, you open, trying to get fired or
no just me opening my big mouth
yeah
like
so,
we're
yeah,
okay. on DallasCowboys.com we're doing media mash and we're talking about what the first fight of Cowboys Broncos will be and I was like probably like Micah gets a sack and he starts singing a future song in Russell Wilson's ear and then
wow.
like,
okay.
John Machota did this slow turn like look at me like what the hell did you just say
does Machota get that joke.
Yeah, oh, he gets it? Yeah.
Okay. Like, John. I mean, no shade to Machota. I just don't know. I can't be
no,
certain.
Yeah, he
you're assuming a lot about Machota
slow
there, Rez. I don't appreciate
stare
that.
Like, wow, you just did that on DallasCowboys.com. And I thought about it after. I was like, I probably shouldn't have done that on DallasCowboys.com.
I don't know. That's I wouldn't put that past Hellman would have done that on DallasCowboys.com, so I think you're fair.
Man, I don't know. I'll have to ask Hellman tomorrow if he would have done that. I think he's probably going to say no.
Okay.
Well, let's get Bobby off the phone before he says anything else he
that's
might
want. You want to what? The phone?
Goodbye, Bobby. Love you. Talk
y'all.
To you later. And there he goes, our Dallas Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. Live in Oxnard, California, as the Cowboys continue their preparations for the Denver Broncos.
It's fair for me to worry about Bobby, right?
Sure, yeah. Sure. I worry about Bobby every single day. Every day. Coming up next, we're going to go around the NFL and the Get Right with Reggie KG. You don't have to worry about Justin Tucker getting paid because he got all the money today. I'll tell you why next on 105 Through the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
About to go around the NFL here on the Get Right with Reg and KG on 105 through the Fan. Kevin Gray with Reginald Adetula. My man Joey holding down for you here on your Turn It On, Leave It On stage. Appreciate Bobby Belt joining us last segment here, getting you caught up on all things Dallas Cowboys.
He's
training camp
wise.
Yeah, completely unsupervised.
It's not good. It's not
I mean,
good.
As long as he's sleeping, I
yeah.
mean, it should be okay.
I feel like a parent when they send a kid off to camp or like college, I hope they're getting sleep and proper nutrition.
Just handling their collective general business, you know, away from the house, it sounds
he's
like.
He's a worrisome individual.
Really yeah, is. Yeah. But we love Bobby. Mm-hmm. Bobby works mm-hmm. his tail off. So we appreciate him joining us last segment via the Diamond Factory Hotline right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up in about 16 minutes or so, I'm going to have a little conversation around the Achilles heels of some of the Super Bowl contenders around the NFL, including this one for the Eagles and the Cowboys, potentially. Yes, I said the Eagles and Super Bowl in the same sentence. We'll talk about that later.
They're trying to fight you. They're going to fight you, KG.
Whatever. Let's go around the NFL, Joey, right here on the Get Right with Reggie KG on 105.3 The Fan. As we do, speaking of kickers, Justin Tucker reclaimed his throne as the highest paid kicker in all the land. He signed a 4-year extension today through the year 2027. My man from the University of Texas got That's a 4-year extension worth $24 million, 17 and a half of it guaranteed. This coming from the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Tucker owns a career field goal conversion rate of 91.1%. Is both a 5-time All-Pro and 5-time Pro Bowler.
Hall of Famer.
And he was named to the NFL's All-Decade Team for the 2010s. Yes, he is on his way to Canton, Ohio. And, of course, he holds the record for the longest field goal attempt ever made after making a 66-yarder against the Detroit Lions in game-winning fashion.
Yeah, they ain't paying him a penny too much. Not a penny too much.
I mean, he might low-key be underpaid as Look, good as he is.
Let's talk about it. And I think I seen it on the Twitter is that he's the only person better at threes than Steph Curry. Justin Tucker.
Y'all doing a lot.
Man's incredible.
He's absolutely incredible.
Like there's something about the kicker spot that I mean, we were just talking about it and extensively, right? It's a very mental game. But you also need that physical aspect if you want to kick long. And he's been able to maintain that for such a long period of time and be, like, consistent, be someone that you can call upon. I don't doubt that he serves a significant portion of why the Baltimore Ravens are capable of doing what they're able to do is because you get to a certain portion of the field and, you know, there's not stress with this. Yes, you want to go and you want to make the most out of your drives. You want sevens and not threes. But if you need it, you're not going to be too worried about getting zeros, right? Like threes are always or often the baseline, which is great.
Like social media goes nuts when he misses one. It's like, oh, Tucker missed a field goal? Like that's not normally something that happens. But
yeah, he's an institution.
Yeah, the 32-year-old getting the entire bag today. So congratulations to the former Texas Longhorn. The Saints might be in a little bit of trouble with their quarterback position because Jameis Winston is being evaluated after leaving practice with a foot injury today, tweaking his foot, says Coach Dennis Allen today. He was just rolling out on a 7-on-7 in 7-on-7 period and kind of rolled his ankle a little bit. Later, they clarified that it was a foot problem and not an ankle issue.
Why doesn't anybody want me to have good things? Like, why? I don't know who it is. I mean, is it a deity? Is it a football deity? I don't know what it is, but something doesn't want me to have nice things. Like, it's somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but legitimately, I enjoy watching Jameis Winston play. You want to know why? He's really good. There's a lot of bad that comes with it, but I want to have the fun.
I'm glad you added the lax part to that.
Well, because I would be like just flat-out lying by omission by not bringing that point up. That point is absolutely the case. But like, I want to see if he could do it, right? Like in a real way outside of that Tampa system that had previously been just kind of a joke. I really want to see this in an interesting way. And also, this might be somewhat petty because I just don't want to see Taysom Hill playing, which let me tease ahead.
Oh.
Remember that I'm going to I have the rewatch I've been doing of the 2021 Cowboys, and we have come to week 13 versus the New Orleans Saints. So that'll be 9 p.m. where I talk about having to watch Taysom Hill again.
See, but here's the thing, though,
Reg. That's right. They don't. That's, was it Andy Dalton is there now?
That's right.
God bless.
That's
God
right.
God bless. I'll watch Andy Dalton. Former I won't be
Dallas
as happy
Cowboy,
about it.
Great Andy Dalton is new, the new backup in New Orleans.
It's not as sad as watching Taysom Hill, I'll say. But it's definitely, it doesn't give me the full Jameis Winston experience.
So Andy Dalton might be in the right place at the right time. With the New Orleans Saints.
Finally get Chris Olave and Jarvis Landry and...
Like actual weapons around.
All right, I'm going too far. They just said tweaked his foot. We don't know what that means. I'm just gonna be patient. Hope that
he wants Jameis Winston to play
Jameis,
so bad.
With his LASIK and his ability to see now, can get out here. I'm very interested.
Oh, the 682 on the chartrate.com text line says, look, I have Michael Thomas and Jarvis Landry in a dynasty league. I'm going to need Winston to tough it out.
We won't get him out here. We won't get him out here, 682.
He's like, I got money on the line, okay?
The power of positive thinking, me and you, we're going to get him back out there.
But, yeah, if not, Andy Dalton, former TCU product, would be the man in
QB1
in New Orleans. How about that?
Can we move it along now? I'm sad.
Oh, you're sad?
Yeah.
You sound like you're pretty excited about that.
I'm putting up a front. I'm toughing it out for the kids.
I wish I had known before we started this show that you were such a Jameis Winston stan because I really had no idea that
you know what? And you know this about me. I when I see a lot of people pulling on one side, I end up, it ends up pushing me too far to the other side.
Oh, you're the contrarian that just likes to go
in
the
some
other
ways,
way.
In some ways. And yes. I mean, I try not to go too far with it, but I fail. And in this instance, like, it just annoyed me how hard people went at Jameis Winston as if he was abjectly horrible. Like, I get it. Threw 30 interceptions. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
In order to do that, you have to throw 33 touchdowns, y'all. Like, that stuff we cannot ignore. And y'all be talking like Ryan Fitzpatrick was incredible. You know who's Ryan Fitzpatrick just black? Jameis Winston. They're the same dude.
He's lying.
He's Ryan Fitzpatrick. They're the same dude. They really are.
I mean, he's not lying. I mean, if we're going to parse it all the way down, he's telling all the truth. Speaking of quarterbacks, let's stick in the NFC South. Ian Rappaport, what's the latest on Baker Mayfield's attempt to win the job with the Carolina Panthers?
Because if you show up at Panthers camp and you're not talking about quarterbacks, even if you're talking about, let's say, future franchise left tackle, Ike Ekwonu or something fun like that, no. You got to talk about quarterback. And, Mike, from our understanding, and you and I discussed this earlier today on Good Morning Football, thank you, everybody, for watching us, Baker Mayfield does have the inside track at the starting quarterback job here. Now, it is a competition. They are essentially splitting reps, and that is going to be the case probably through the preseason games. But this is very clear. Based on the kind of understanding he has of this offense, based on the kind of plays he can make and the kind of command he's already getting inside this locker room, it certainly does seem, Mike, like it is Baker Mayfield's job to win, as it should be. They just traded for him.
Duh.
I mean,
that's not to who was that, Pelissero or Rappaport?
That was Rappaport.
Rappaport, my apologies. Mm-hmm. As soon as I started hearing, I forgot mm-hmm. who I was listening to. Mm-hmm. But that was not a dud a Rappaport. That's a dud of Matt Rhule. What are you doing? We only have so much time in camp. Quit wasting my time. Which one of these quarterbacks have we seen be like some facsimile of a starting quarterback in the league? Because it's only one of them. And if you can't pick it out, I got questions. I mean, I got questions anyways. I think Matt Rhule should be fired. But, like, come on, dog, man. It's Baker Mayfield. Like, and I got my jokes for Baker Mayfield, but one of these dudes is not like the other.
Here's the thing, right? Matt Rhule is out here coaching for his job, and he gets to look around in his quarterback room, and he sees Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, and Matt Corral. One of those three dudes is tasked with helping Matt Rhule keep his job in Carolina.
Matt Rhule ain't keeping his job.
Facts. All to say, you can get ready to see Matt Rhule out of there.
But your best choice is Baker Mayfield.
Best of the three.
I ain't seen no snaps at camp.
It
is
Baker Mayfield.
If you say Baker is trash, and I don't know what you think to Sam Darnold.
I mean, he's
dog.
Not good, but he ain't trash. He's somewhere in the middle between not good and trash.
And I try and be fair. He played all last season with that shoulder injury.
See, now,
it's we got to give the facts. I'm not playing this
one
side
or the other. Yeah, he was tough guy.
I would not advise it, right? However, and I don't think that he's like incredible by any means, but he's definitely better than Darnold. Like, there, everything does not have to be like modular. It doesn't have to be binary where there's only good and bad. There's gradients. And let me tell you, on that gradient, Baker Mayfield is absolutely higher than Sam Darnold. But am I the only one who sees it?
Well, no.
Okay,
right.
I was like, I don't know.
But the whole idea when people use the tough guy thing from last year, he was hurting his team at points. Like, dog, you're not healthy
who
enough
was their backup last year?
To get out there and play. Like, you need to just sit down somewhere. I don't even remember who it was in Cleveland last year. But he was not good enough to be out there playing and being the tough guy act hurt his team more than I think it helped his team at that particular position.
Oh, yeah, y'all can let Case Keenum cook.
Oh, that was the backup there last year?
The pride of Houston, University of Houston Cougars.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
He had the Minneapolis Miracle and everything.
He sure
put
did.
Put some respect on Case Keenum.
Yeah, he sure did. Speaking of injuries, Bears wide receiver N'Keal Harry suffered a high ankle sprain. My man's been out for 6 weeks.
I shouldn't laugh. That's bad. It's bad for him.
What you laughing for?
I'm laughing at the Bears. Like,
they thought they was trading for a real weapon, quote unquote, in N'Keal Harry to help out Justin Fields. I mean,
they were taking a flyer on a dude who at one point shown.
Notice the air quotes.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's really unfortunate. As much as they have gutted that team and made it so that team pretty much has no path to being good, they were like, let's at least have a little bit of something good here or attempts at good. for our guy Justin Fields.
Let's take a look at their depth and chart then, at wide receiver.
Oh gosh, that's not going to be fun.
Because that's going to be a fun
like,
exercise.
I don't remember. Oh, I remember some of it. Don't give me all of it. I can guess some of it. It's okay. N'Keal Harry. Uh-huh. I know they have Byron Pringle.
Yep.
What's this guy's name? All right, you're going to have to give it to me because I forgot that other guy's name.
Remember that one dude that I think he used to play for the Packers. Equanimous.
Oh, Equanimous St. Brown.
Equanimous.
Yes.
St. Brown.
Equilibrium, yeah. That's real disrespectful.
ESB. He's on the
that
team.
That man could whip my behind. My bad, Equanimous St. Brown.
Who the hell is Velus Jones
Jr.? That was the
Jr.
one that I was trying to remember.
Who the hell is that?
He's been around there. He just, you know.
Who is that?
Don't worry about it. You ain't got to know him.
Some dude named Daz Newsome.
Oh, see, that was beyond my reach.
Who is that?
I don't know who that is.
Dante Pettis.
That sounds familiar. He might be a recent draft pick.
David Moore. Like, who are these dudes?
Dudes.
That he's got out here to throw the football to.
Dante Pettis played at Washington.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of information, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, no, he is not a recent draft pick. He's been around since 18. My bad, dog.
Oh, man. Ain't he been around the league, too?
He played three seasons in San Francisco, a couple of seasons in New York, and now he is with the Chicago Bears. Oh, good luck, man. Look, Justin Fields going to be out here looking.
Down bad, boy.
Just looking.
Down bad. That's your trip around the NFL. Ugh. On the Get Right with Reg and KG. Our show much better than what the Chicago Bears have at wide receiver. Trusted.
I would hope so.
Believe
that. That's a pretty low bar.
Joey could get out there and go catch a pass or two at this rate from Justin Fields. I bet. Coming up next, the biggest Achilles heel for these Super Bowl contenders. And yes, the word Eagles and Super Bowl were used in the same sentence.
But Cowboys too, though.
True. Next on 105 Through the Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.